Hi, it's Marion Buck Murray, and in this audio, we'll be using EFT tapping to help you release the fear of shining. So if you're new to EFT tapping, please refer to the Bold Sensitivity Guide for more information. Before you start, make sure you have a glass of water handy and find a comfortable, quiet space. And when you're ready, close your eyes and imagine yourself in a scene where you are the center of attention. Perhaps you're in a circle and people are looking at you. And maybe you're dressed in a bold outfit or vibrant colors that really make you stand out and shine. Notice how this makes you feel. What comes up for you? What emotion or emotions do you feel? And where do you feel them in your body? Do your feelings have a color, a texture, or a shape? And on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being the most intense, how would you rate your feelings? So you could have one feeling, you could have more than one feeling. Rate the intensity. And we'll start tapping, starting at the karate chop point, using your fingertips. As we're tapping, I will guide you around the points. And after each phrase, I will pause to give you time to say the words after me. So tapping on the karate chop, even though I have this fear of shining, and it makes me feel so uncomfortable just thinking about it, I deeply and completely accept myself. Still tapping on the karate chop. Even though I don't really want to shine, and sometimes I'd rather hide, I accept how I feel and I accept myself. Still tapping on the karate chop. This fear of shining. It makes me want to hide. It feels so uncomfortable. I'd love to let it go. Okay, go up to the eyebrow point. I don't like to shine. Side of the eye. I feel so anxious even when I think about it. Under the eye. It makes me want to shy away. Under the nose. Sometimes I'd rather stay just where I am. Chin. I feel safer that way. Collarbone. I like feeling safe. Under the arm. And right now, I don't feel safe shining. Top of the head. But what if I could? Eyebrow. What if I could shine and feel safe at the same time? Side of the eye. I don't know if it's possible. Under the eye. But I'm willing to find out. Under the nose. There's a great big part of me that's eager to shine. Chin. And then my fear just shuts me down. Collarbone. And even though it feels safe to hide, I'm getting really tired of hiding. Under the arm. I want to shine. Top of the head. I want to stop hiding. Eyebrow. What if I really can? Side of the eye. What if I could shine in my own authentic way? Under the eye. What if I can shine at whatever I do? Under the nose. I can allow myself to shine at my work. At home. At everything I do. Chin. It feels good to shine at what I love to do. Collarbone. What if that's where I start? Under the arm. Shining at what I love to do. Top of the head. Shining for myself. Eyebrow. I love feeling my best. Side of the eye. I love accessing my very own brilliance. Under the eye. I love feeling the expansion of light within me. Under the nose. Accessing my own inner light. Chin. I can shine in my own easy way. Collarbone. And as I begin to shine under the arm, it gets easier and easier. Top of the head. And it feels so good. Okay, now take a nice deep breath and another and have a sip of water and notice how you feel. If you rated your feeling at the beginning of the audio, what would you rate it now on the scale of 0 to 10? Has anything else changed? Do you notice any changes in color or shape or texture if you noticed that in the beginning? Use this audio as often as you like. The more you tap on your fear and other feelings when it comes to shining, the more you will release. I'm wishing you lots of love and courage. This is Marion Buck Murray. Goodbye for now.